Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to have a great visit. We're about to have a great visit with our good friend Wayne Cruz. Wayne is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've already had his 22nd anniversary. He is the Vice President for Policy and Director of Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. He is the author of the amazing and unique and legendary 10,000 Commandments, which is the most comprehensive report on the regulatory state on the planet, and a number of other publications and books that he's written. He's our good friend, Wayne Cruz. Welcome back. Are you there? Did we lose him? Are you there, Wayne? So, Wayne. Okay, we're gonna get Wayne back on the show. One of the things that Wayne and I are gonna talk about, folks, is this thing that's going on this weekend on the with regard to Parler and what they're doing to Parler and what some of these tech companies have done to Parler and to others. Folks, what's going on right now is something that I'm going to be talking about. I'm not going to stop talking about it. I'm going to keep reporting on this. I'm going to keep hammering this. But this is connected to the regulatory state, what's happening. And if you haven't been keeping up with this, Google, as you know, are you there, Wayne?
Yep, I'm sure.
There we go.
Sure
there we go. I was just telling the audience about what happened this weekend, and how what happened is connected to the regulatory state. It's all part of regulation section 230 allowance that these tech companies have. But just as a quick review, over the weekend, not only did Twitter take down President Trump permanently off of Twitter, his 30,000 followers can no longer connect with him on Twitter. And you can decide whether you think that's a good idea or not, but it's not America.
80 million.
But mm-hmm. Yeah, it's 80 million. Okay, but the thing is they also Parler is a site that's competitive to Twitter, that's favored by conservatives, and Google and Apple took their apps off of their marketplace, Wayne, as you know, but on a level of magnitude greater than that, Amazon Web Service, AWS, Amazon, was hosting Parler's 300, 800 web servers, and they took them down as of last night. You cannot download Parler. You can't go to their website right now, even as we speak. Wayne, this is unprecedented, and this is not like monopolies we've had in the past, is it?
This has changed things, and there's a lot of elements to this, Jim, and it's going to be very, very complicated. And put it this way, you did a piece that I was going to mention to you in this part of on this show today anyway. You had asked, how will the Never Trumpers be treated by this machine? remember saying that?
Right. Yes, I do.
And what's going to happen when President Harris's Twitter gets pulled down?
What happens when the Never Harris's...
What's happened this weekend has brought up a contradiction on the left, because you and I have talked about, say 5 years ago, we were on the show talking about something called net neutrality.
Yes.
The left was upset because they wanted to make sure that all bits were treated equal and that everything would be the same and that no one's communication would be squelched. Well, we learned this weekend that they don't believe in net neutrality anymore.
Right.
So that is going to have some really, really interesting implications for how the Parler situation gets resolved.
Well, what you're pointing out is yet another double standard, yet more hypocrisy, because
if the left didn't have double standards, it wouldn't have any standards.
Well,
right?
I think that's right. I think that's right. There's no question. But the piece that you're talking about that I wrote that is titled is called The New Pharisees, folks. You can look it up. Type in New Pharisees in my name, and it'll come up in my blog. What I talked about there was the fact that now all of these forces, the Democrat Party, and I hate to single a political party out, but that's what's going on. Big tech, social media, I had to single them out. They're all linking up, aren't they, Wayne? They're linking up and working in concert.
Well,
Wayne, I'm sorry. Hold that thought. I'm going to let you weigh in on that when we come back after this message. Folks, this is a regulatory state issue. Those platforms are able to do what they do because of Section 230. We'll get Wayne to explain that after the break. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.